TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Rest in peace. It's the Social Lab, Pete M. Hyman, rocking with you. This, I guess this is Thanksgiving Eve, if you will. Hey, it's the Social Lab, Pete M. Hyman Radio. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I can smell the food. What you cooking over there? What you got popping? Or are you just a visitor like me? Either way, happy Thanksgiving. All the way live from Charlotte. Nope, not yet. Let's pause on Charlotte. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up, hot chocolate. What am I?
Hey, hey, everybody. Hopefully y'all are in the kitchen shaking and rattling those pots or being the sous chef for the person who is shaking and rattling the pots or the bartender or something, doing something useful with yourself, not just sitting there.
Or something, not just sitting there. Do something. Mm-hmm. All the way live from other side. I think somewhere out there, that's not on the other side, but Columbia, South Carolina, give it up. the official sous chef. Feet, we chopping it up tonight. What am I?
Not a mucho. A sister is tired. But you know, it's a good tired. It's a good tired. So, you know.
You said 24 cakes, a 9 dozen of cupcakes, and, you know, two pounds of macaroni and cheese?
That's about right. That's about right. Yeah. And it's all done.
Out of 24 cakes, give us your top three.
Banana pudding, a classic yellow with chocolate icing, and red velvet.
Yes to all of the
above. Never lose with the red velvet. Never lose
ever.
With the red velvet.
Not at all.
Mouth is watering.
Yeah, but now all I can think about is sleep. But again, it's a blessing.
Hey, soon come.
You know?
Soon come.
Yeah.
I understand you got about 5 more cakes to cook, 2 more dozen of cupcakes, and then you got to cook for the house now that you didn't cook for everybody else. So, you know, that sleep's going to come soon after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Weekend. So.
And then you get ready for Christmas.
Right. Then New Year.
Do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it
That's
all
it.
Over again. Again, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We are into part two tonight of shared accountability, money, power, and sex. Plus, we chopping it up with Fee. That's why we talking about these cakes and all that. Again, man, I can't wait. I'm a seafood person, and because we're not doing our normal seafood Thanksgiving, literally just pop some – check this out, folks. I popped some lobsters into the air fryer.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
They came out just like you had come out of the Fisherman's Wharf, for those who were eating at the wharf down – Laskin Road, Virginia Beach. Virginia.
Oh.
Listen. Or maybe like Ray's in Atlanta. They came out
yes.
just like Ray would do it for you in the ATL.
Oh.
It's
oh, man.
In the air fryer. They came out so well, I just popped some crab cakes in the air fryer, and I'm just waiting for them to get done. So we got, what, another 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Let's go. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Again, happy Thanksgiving. We talked about shared accountability, money, power, and sex on Monday. Go back and check it out. Since then, there's been about 4 more that have come out of the woodworks. I'm most bothered out of this whole debacle. I'm most bothered about the fact that our president had been tight-lipped on Roy Moore and finally just came out and did what we already knew in the first place, that he was all the way behind Roy Moore. Listen, folks, my position as it relates to shared accountability does not have anything to do with pedophiles who prey on young girls, okay? My perspective on shared accountability is specific to all of our Hollywood accusers who have come out of the woodworks, and even some of the political accusers that have come out 30, 40 years later. Listen, you benefited. I understand you might have feeling a certain way about it. You benefited from it. Shared accountability. No finger pointing up in here. And so, Hot Chocolate, you gave some perspective on Monday, trying to be the devil's advocate. I did that show unfazed by the devil advocate perspective. I got it, but hearing some of these stories and even reading some of this stuff after the show on Monday, I feel just as passionate about my position that I don't understand why some of these people have come out after the fact. To me, they're riding the coattails of some people who was probably truly trampled, truly abused, truly assaulted. When some people are coming out, I mean, they're millionaires at this point off of some of their circumstances. If you're now a millionaire and you're rich and famous and you say that you were taken advantage of, I mean, I'm just like, we need you to sit down.
Maybe they were afraid to come forward and now have the courage to come forward because other people have.
I agree with Hot Chocolate there.
Monkey see, monkey do?
No.
In this case, yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Well, see, this,
but for a better cause.
Right. And they now have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it opens a door and it does become a floodgate. But because the
especially
door has
with
been
people who have been abused, yeah,
absolutely, and it was that fear. And I mean, honestly, politics, that doesn't surprise me. The movie industry, that doesn't surprise me. Next, going to be
but I'm only talking.
Music
but my perspective is really on the industry, right? It's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, my aunt that works down at AT&T. That got harassed by her boss. I'm not talking about people like that, right? I'm not talking about the teenagers that were harassed by Roy Moore. I'm talking about the Hollywood elite who now want to talk about, you know, being mistreated when at the end of the day, again, I talked about the casting couch on Monday. I asked my mom one day last week, did she know anything about the casting couch? She said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, well, have you ever heard of sleeping your way to the top? She was like, I have heard of that. It's not new, folks. I mean, you know, and so it's the Hollywood folks. And so specifically on Monday as well, we talked about the fact that Russell Simmons, you know, had been pulled into a situation with Brett Ratner. And so even though it was a model chick that said that Uncle Russell, you know, ripped her clothes off, tried to have sex, and she didn't go for it, the only thing she did was, you know, she said she gave him some dome in place of sex, right? And then she said Uncle Russell tried to come up behind her in a shower, and he penetrated her a little bit. Now, listen, folks, how do you get penetrated a little bit? Now, I'm trying to figure
either
out,
was that
a dig against Uncle Russell a little bit?
Perhaps.
I don't know.
What she didn't do
was she didn't talk about probably the other stuff that was going on while she was sitting up in the penthouse with Russell and Brett Ratner. Now, don't you know that there was some powdery substances somewhere around? If you got a model, an executive producer, and a music producer. Let me tell the whole story, lady. Tell the whole story.
And not for nothing,
well, I mean,
you know, Uncle Russ is known to like the white powdery substance. He's made that clear that that's what he did. So, you know.
And we know Uncle Russell always been a little crazy. So don't try to label him. You know, we all know he's crazy, but just tell the whole story. Because I want to know, what were you doing up in someone's private residence with two men? And to think that you were taken advantage of, all I'm saying, folks, is this. Every situation is not the same. And all of a sudden, there's a floodgate of accusers talking about situations that happened 30, 40 years ago. All I'm saying is this. This is what I'm saying. If people started to go back and dig up our past, I don't care who you are. you, me, your mama, your daddy, if they started to go back and dig up your past, none of us may ever have a future.
You are right.
You're right there.
You are absolutely right.
But does it make it right because they're millionaires and they have been abused that they have to be quiet because of their social status?
No, you don't ever have to be quiet. You don't have to be quiet. And I'm not saying that you shut up. What I'm saying is you benefited from it. You benefited from it is what I'm saying.
Right.
Don't act like you did not benefit from it.
Gotcha. I see your point.
Charlie Rose?
I see your point.
Charlie Rose? I mean, come on. Now, Charlie Rose. Now I see John Conyers. I mean, John Conyers?
Well,
all I'm saying is, male or female, if they start going back digging up our past, none of us may have a future. That's all I'm saying. I want to hear from you, though. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It is Thanksgiving. We are chopping it up. So we just going to go right to Columbia and see what we got in the kitchen.
Hey.
I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
rice,
beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey,
chicken.
What you cooking over there, girl?
Well, tonight I'm still kind of taking it light because, you know, tomorrow we're all going to have to wear spandex pants or, you know, something with an elastic waist because we're going to overindulge. Yeah, we're going to be a little sick. So tonight I'm taking it kind of light, and we're going to do my cauliflower spicy bites. Basically what these are, they're a substitute for hot wings. Now, what you're going to do is take a head of a cauliflower, all-purpose flour, unsweetened plant-based milk such as almond or soy, garlic powder, paprika, hot sauce, salt and pepper, and a half a stick of salted butter. You're going to heat your oven to 350 degrees. In a large bowl, you're going to combine your flour, the plant-based milk, your water, your garlic powder, paprika, salt, and pepper. You're going to cut your cauliflower into bite-sized florets. Dip the florets into the batter so they're completely coated. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and lay the cauliflower florets on the baking sheet. Don't put them on top of each other. You want to bake them evenly for about 25 minutes. You're going to remove them from the oven and dip them in your hot sauce substance, which is going to also include your melted butter because that's going to make it actually coat your cauliflower. You're going to coat them evenly, put them back on the baking sheet, and if you want them to be a little spicier, just drizzle a little bit more of your hot sauce on top. Bake for another 25 minutes. Once you take them out, sprinkle with some green onions and serve with your favorite buffalo sauce or ranch or your blue cheese dressing. And that is your cauliflower spicy bite.
Mm, nice. Those sound
yummy.
I cannot wait to try them.
Mm-hmm. They do. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
Yum.
My kids love them.
And I'm feeling cauliflower in place of, you know, the things that I normally overindulge in, chicken wings, you know, fried rice, that type of thing. So, yeah, I like that substitute.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great substitute. Great substitute. So you guys got to let me know.
Chop
what y'all
double feet.
Yep.
Hey, you were talking about cauliflower, mashed potatoes. Not that she needs any help from us, but I'll tell you, that Oprah Winfrey continues to reinvent herself. Do you see that she has food out now? And when you talk about the cauliflower and the mashed potatoes, I actually wanted to taste that because she made it look so good. I think it's called Oh So Good or something like that. A good play on your name, Oprah. A good play on your name. Hey, shared accountability tonight. Money, power, and sex. This is part two. One thing I heard this week on The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne the God actually gave himself Donkey of the Day. I want to say day before yesterday. And he gave himself Donkey of the Day.
He did.
Because, you know, he actually said something that I found to be very profound. And he talked about, with all that is coming out now, he talked about how, you know, and we would be probably in the same age group, he talked about being unaware of what is called or what is being identified as a rape culture. A rape culture, R-A-P-E culture. And he talked about how many of us were raised in a rape culture. And I can tell you, as he was talking, I thought about, you know, I had friends, even my brothers, like when we were coming up. I mean, it would be nothing for, you know, guys to, you know, run a train on a female, right? It would be nothing for a guy to be having sex, you know, with a girl, you know, getting it from behind, right? And then one of his friends enters the room behind him, and the female, like, have no idea that she just had sex with two guys. I'm talking about being conscious of the fact that we were raised, many of us, in a culture of rape. Think about Freaknik, for those of us who attended Freaknik events. Think about the Greek life. Think about the frat house. Things that go on college campuses that we think is normal. It is absolutely not normal. At no point do you have sex with the woman and she not know it. She not agree to it, right? We know women have had been taken advantage of when they were drunk. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of instances in which we can speak to rape. Rape is one thing. To be assaulted is another, right? To have someone to come on to you aggressively is another. When I think of rape, I think of the injustices that were done to African-American women during slavery. It could be that I have a grim, grim mindset on what rape is. So when I hear and see these women point out, these Hollywood figures point out, you know, that they were harassed in such a manner that has them upset 40 years later, 30 years later, but they live these glamorous lives. What about slaves that were raped 400 years ago that it still exists in our culture today? When do we get up and complain? When do we talk about it? When do we call it out? And then what's going to be done? I can guarantee you. Nothing.
When we do.
So I have a problem. I have a problem with these folks on TV talking about they've been assaulted. They've been harassed. They've been raped. I'm sorry if I'm coming off as insensitive, but I just have a thing about people who look like me. And people who look like me, when they stand up and they call things out, we don't respond the same way. Problem with that. So, no, I'm not insensitive. No, I'm not giving anybody a pass. What I'm saying is it's shared accountability. If a woman enters a room alone by herself with a man that she doesn't know, she has set herself up for the unknown. If you are under 18, under 21, I could see how you may be a little naive, a little green. If you're above 21, that's called responsibility, accountability. At some point, folks, we got to stop pointing fingers, and we got to call it what it is. It was shared accountability.
It should have been.
Yeah.
Certainly should have been.
It's an interesting thing that, you know, I mean, come on. It started with Pill. It started with Pill Cosby a few years ago, but Harvey Weinstein has kicked the door open. But I'm trying to figure out, where has America been? Why is this such an issue now? This is not new. Where have we been? This has never been right.
And I agree with Fee. The music industry is next, and I'm kind of sitting back with my popcorn waiting to see who it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
I'll tell you something. I don't think it's going to happen the same way. And let me tell you why. Because the music industry right now, when it comes to chart topping hits, is dominated by African Americans. You will never see the same response, unfortunately, to my point. When it happens to us, we don't get the same type of rallying.
I can see that. But I mean, I just feel like it's going to be a trickle down effect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It should be.
Yeah.
From the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I'm still struggling because we are calling out everybody. We're calling out everybody, but we elected a president of the United States who was under an investigation for
child abuse. Good say it. What did it say? Child abuse? Child abuse.
A minor. We elected a president. So what are we talking about, America?
Okay.
What are we talking about? Stop playing. Let's stop playing.
Yeah. Now, that's who I want to be accountable. Aside from everybody else, that's who I want to be accountable.
There's no accountability.
And it won't play out until I'm going for a way after he's out of office. It'll get delayed and pushed back and postponed until he gets out of his term is over.
They are about to put the squeeze on this dude.
Well,
it might take some time, but let me tell you, Mueller is on a mission to shut it down. If you don't know who I'm talking about, that's the special prosecutor who's going after that Joker and his team, and he's doing a great job right now. Get him, Mueller, get him.
I'm here for it.
Hey, you all have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving. Take the time to count your blessings. You know, tell God all of the wonderful things that you're grateful for. If it's nothing more than getting up, you know, in the morning, you know, for those who will get up, because somebody won't get up tomorrow. Be grateful. It doesn't matter what your situation is. Be grateful, because God is good all the time, and all the time he's good. Hey, take us home, ladies. Good night.
Yes, you all have a blessed Thanksgiving. You know, take a moment to reflect on the things that you've been blessed with, not the things that you don't have, you know, and embrace your family because, you know, only get one.
You only get one, and it's not promised. Please take the time to tell each other that you love each other and show each other that you love each other and appreciate each other, because you don't know when it'll be the last time that you see that person. My condolences out to Erica Sims' family, her husband Stephen, her kids, her best friend Keisha. Erica, your Norfolk State family loves you. We will miss you. May you rest in peace.
Wow. He blessed everyone.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night.
See him, 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 see